This year's deadly flu season is prompting a crackdown on standards in the country's nursing homes. The National Aged Care Quality Watchdog has found that two facilities where elderly residents died were poorly managed and had low staff vaccination rates. It says it's now working to make sure the same mistakes aren't repeated next winter. Samantha Donovan reports.
This winter's flu outbreak killed 10 people at the St John's Retirement Village and Hostel in the Victorian city of Wangaratta. Six elderly residents died at the Uniting Age Well facility in Strathdevon, Tasmania. The Australian Aged Care Quality Agency has just released its audit reports of the two homes. Nick Ryan is the agency's CEO.
We found in the case of Strathdevon and of Wangaratta that there was insufficient planning and insufficient capability to deal with the flu outbreak.
The agency is now checking the standards of nursing homes around the country. Nick Ryan.
We're in the process now of completing a survey of all 2,680 homes in Australia. And what we want to understand is exactly what their plans were for the last flu season. But crucially, we want to understand, and we're working with the Commonwealth Department of Health and with state departments of health to make sure that for the next season that there's adequate planning, and we are running an education campaign in every state and territory to ensure that all nursing homes understand what their requirements are, understand what the clinical supervision and clinical care requirements are, because whilst you can never predict exactly where the flu will outbreak next year, we know that it will somewhere.
The two homes in Strathdevon and Wangaratta had staff vaccination rates of about 30%. Are you expecting that'll be a pretty common picture across Australia?
Well, let's wait and see what the survey comes back with. In our experience, and this is more anecdotal, I'll have much clearer data in the next 2 weeks. But we understand that rates of vaccination are much, much higher. We always need to differentiate between those who are vaccinated in the nursing home via a provider program, those who may be vaccinated off-site under their own arrangement, and those who are not vaccinated at all. But clearly, vaccination rates is one crucial element in finding a more comprehensive response to preparing for flu seasons and responding to flu seasons when they emerge.
The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, wants flu vaccinations to be mandatory for aged care facility staff. He's asked the Chief Medical Officer to look at the best way of boosting vaccination rates. COTA, a peak body for older Australians, is adamant compulsory vaccination programs must be in place by next year. Its Chief Executive, Ian Yates.
I find vaccination rates amongst aged care staff in the 30% really amazing. Inexplicable. What we know is that the flu vaccine is not as effective amongst very old people, and many of them have the vaccination, but its success rate is lower. That just doubles or triples the need for the staff who are moving amongst residents to be vaccinated. It also means, of course, that the home has to have a plan about how it handles visitors.
Ian Yates, the Chief Executive of the Peak Body for Older Australians, COTA, ending Samantha Donovan's report.